Welcome back. Today we're doing a proper warehouse-style sob setup in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old-school DNB vibes, but with that modern heavyweight impact. This is intermediate level, so I'm assuming you already know how to make a bassline and how to route groups in Live. What we're focusing on is how to get the sub to feel physical on a system, while still being audible on smaller speakers, without destroying your headroom. Here's the core mindset. The sub isn't just low-end. It's the weight. And in this sound, weight comes from a clean, stable fundamental, plus controlled harmonics that you can actually hear. We're going to build a two-layer subsystem. One layer is clean and disciplined, and the other layer is a saturated harmonics layer that gives you that warehouse presence. Before we even touch devices, set the context so your decisions make sense. Put your tempo somewhere around 165 to 172 BPM. If you want a classic pocket, 168 is a sweet spot. Then get your drums in first. Ideally a break, amen or think style, or a drum rock that feels like a break. The reason is simple. Sub choices only matter relative to real transients. If you design bass in a vacuum, it'll lie to you. And while you're building, leave headroom. Aim to have your master peaking around -6 dB. You can always make it louder later. Right now, we're trying to make it hit harder without relying on the limiter as a crutch. Step 1. Build the clean sub source. Create a MIDI track and name it SUB Clean. Drop operator on it. Keep it simple. We're using oscillator A only, no FM. Choose a sine wave for pure sub, or triangle if you want a tiny bit more tone. Now set your amp envelope so it behaves like a proper rolling bass. Attack. Basically zero, but if you get clicks, push it up to a few milliseconds. Decay. Somewhere in the 300 to 800 millisecond range depending on how bouncy your rhythm is. Sustain. If you want plucks, bring sustain way down. If you want held notes, keep sustain somewhere around -6 to -12 dB. Release, 80 to 150 milliseconds to stop clicks and keep it feeling like it's breathing. Now write a rolling jungle bassline. Keep it simple. Sub-friendly roots are often around F to G sharp. You can absolutely go other places, but those ranges tend to translate well in clubs. Rhythm-wise, use eighth notes, and don't be afraid of tiny syncopated gaps. Old-school bass lines work because they leave air for the break. Tasteful intervals. You don't need huge leaps to sound excited. Now the device chain on SUB Clean. First, EQ8. Do not high-pass your sub at this stage. I know some people do it automatically, but for our clean layer, we're protecting the fundamental. If it's boomy, do a gentle bell dip around 120 to 180 Hz, maybe -1 to -3 dB. Medium Q. That's not cutting the sub, that's cleaning the low mid bloom that steals punch from the drums. Next, utility. Set width to 0%. Mono. No debate. This is your anchor. Adjust gain so it's not slamming the bus. Then throw a spectrum on for reference. Block size around 8192, averaging medium. You're looking for a clear fundamental peak, and you're checking that there isn't a bunch of weird junk creeping up top. Spectrum isn't your boss, but it's a good lie detector. Now step 2. Create the saturated harmonics layer. This is the part that makes a sub audible on phone speakers and small Bluetooth boxes, without turning your actual low end into fuzz. Duplicate the clean sub track and rename it SUB Harmonics. Important concept, this track is not more bass. It's more information above the sub. It's the warehouse audibility layer. Start with EQ8 before saturation. High pass it at about 55 to 75 Hz. Steep slope. Like 24 dB per octave. Start around 65 Hz and adjust based on the key. The whole point is you're not saturating deep sub. You're saturating the stuff above it so you get second and third harmonic energy and a consistent presence. Now add saturator. Set the mode to analog clip for weight or soft sine if you want it smoother and rounder. Drive somewhere around +3 to +8 dB. But here's a rule that separates clean engineers from chaos. Level match. Every time you add drive, trim the output so the perceived loudness stays similar. If you don't do that, you'll always pick the louder setting and end up overcooking it. Turn soft clip on. Turn color on as well, and keep it subtle. Depth around 3 to 6. Car frequency somewhere in the 1.5 to 3 kHz range, but don't obsess over numbers. You're listening for the bass to read more clearly, not to become a mid-range distortion lead. After saturation, add another EQ8 to shape. Pull down the low end so the clean sub owns the bottom. A low shelf, -3 to -8 dB around 120 Hz is a good starting point. Then, if the bass disappears on smaller speakers, give a gentle bell boost around 250 to 500 Hz, plus 1 to plus 3 dB. That's usually the zone where the bass line becomes readable as rhythm. Then add a compressor for stability. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 15 to 30 milliseconds so you don't kill the transient shape of the bass envelope. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. You're not trying to flatten it. You're trying to stop random note-to-note jumps. Then utility. Keep it mostly mono. Width anywhere from 0 to 30% max. If you don't know exactly why you're whitening it, don't whiten it. Gain is for blending. Bring this layer in quietly under the clean sub. Here's the blend trick that works every time. Bring up the harmonics layer until you can really feel the difference when you mute it, but it doesn't sound obviously distorted when it's on. If you can hear it as a separate layer, it's too loud. If you miss it when it's gone, you're in the pocket. Now step 3 is where the arrangement becomes the weapon. Automation for drop impact. On SUB harmonics, automate the saturator drive-by section. In the intro or break, maybe you're around plus 2 to plus 4 dB. At the drop, you push it to plus 5 to plus 8 dB. Again, keep level matching in mind. Drive changes can be paired with tiny output trims or blending changes so you're not just turning it up. Also automate the high pass on the pre-saturation EQ. In the intro, set it higher, like 75 to 90 Hz so the track feels lighter and smaller. At the drop, bring it down to 60 to 70 Hz so the harmonics layer gets thicker. Notice what we're doing. The actual clean sub stays consistent, but the audible weight increases, so the room feels like it got bigger. And then do a little micro ramp into the drop, one or two bars before. Nudge the saturator drive up by about 1 dB. Bring the high pass down slightly, like 75 to 65 Hz. Optionally give the harmonics utility gain a tiny lift, half a dB to 1 dB. Tiny. This is psychoacoustics. You're creating anticipation so the drop hits harder, without clipping. On SUB clean, keep it steady. That consistency is what makes the whole mix feel controlled. When the clean sub is jumping around, your limiter will punish you later. Now step 4. Glue the bass with the drums without killing punch. Group both sub tracks into a group and name it Bass Bus. On the bus, start with EQ8. If things are muddy, gently dip around 200 to 300 Hz. Maybe 1 to 2 dB. Don't scoop the life out of it. This is just clearing room for the brake body. Then add glue compressor for light glue. Attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and keep it gentle. 1 to 2 dB gain reduction maximum. If you're doing 4 or 5 dB, you're likely shaving off the movement that makes jungle bass lines feel alive. Then utility, and keep the bus mono or near mono. Width 0 to 20%. Now sidechain. Add a compressor on the bass bus with sidechain input from your kick or your drum group. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack fast. 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of reduction on hits. This is not house pumping. You just want the kick transient and snare impact to stay clear. Extra coaching tip here. Tune the release to the groove of the break. Loop 1 bar. Adjust the release until the bass fills back in between the kick and snare accents. When it feels like it's breathing with the drummer, you nailed it. When it feels like EDM ducking, the release is wrong, or you're overdoing the reduction. Step 5. Warehouse weight checks. These are the boring steps that make your tune actually work outside your studio. First, mono check. Put a utility on the master temporarily and set width to 0%. If your bass disappears, you've introduced phase issues or widened the wrong thing. Your clean sub should survive mono like it's made for it. Second, spectrum sanity. Your fundamental is often around 40 to 60 Hz depending on key. Watch for huge spikes around 80 to 120 Hz that you didn't intend. That zone can feel powerful in the room, but it eats headroom and can blur the kick. Third, limiter safety. Just as a test, put a limiter on the master with ceiling minus 1 dB. If it's clamping more than 1 to 2 dB on the drop, don't just accept it. Rebalance. Usually it means the harmonics layer is too hot, or the bass bus is too thick around the low mids, or your sub is inconsistent note to note. Let's talk common mistakes so you can avoid wasting an hour. 1. Saturating the clean sub directly until the low end becomes fuzzy and uncontrolled. The fix is exactly what we did. Split it. Clean stays clean. Harmonics gets saturated, but only after a high pass. 2. Not level matching before and after saturation. Louder always sounds better, and it will trick you every time. 3. Stereo sub. Below about 100 Hz, stereo width is usually just phase problems waiting to happen. Mono the clean layer. Keep harmonics mostly mono, and widen only if you're very sure. 4. Bassline too busy for the break. Old school needs space. Let the snare breathe. 5. Overside chaining so it pumps. Keep it subtle. You want clarity, not a special effect. Now a few pro moves for darker, heavier DNB while staying old school in vibe. Key choice matters. F, F sharp, and G often hit hard on big systems. Go too low and it can vanish on small speakers unless your harmonic strategy is really solid. If you want grime without losing sub, put drum bus on the harmonics layer only. Drive 2 to 6, crunch very low, and boom off because you already have sub handled. For that rubbery jungle feel, use subtle pitch bends on a few notes. Not every note, just enough to make it feel alive. And here's a massive arrangement trick. Contrast equals perceived loudness. Make your intro thinner. Higher high pass on harmonics, less saturation drive, maybe slightly less atmosphere. Then when the drop hits, you're not even necessarily louder, you're just fuller. That reads as bigger instantly. Quick translation test you can do inside live, temporarily. Put a Q8 on the master and high pass aggressively at 120 to 150 HE. Don't mix like this. Just test. If your bass line rhythm still reads clearly with all the low end removed, your harmonics layer is doing its job. Now let's turn this into a practical exercise you can actually finish today.